Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
The Alaska Division of Forestry and Central Emergency Services responded to a small grass fire on Funny River Road on Thursday. Kenai Kodiak Area Fire Management Officer Howie Kent provided the details.
So around, I think it was quarter after noon, we responded to a wildland fire out there, about a quarter acre in size, grass fire that began to torch some trees in the neighborhood there, I believe on Johnson Street, and it was an escape debris fire that occurred. We launched our hill attack and an engine and prevention, and then we tied in with Central Emergency Services, who were on scene when we arrived, to suppress the fire.
According to Kent, the fire was located on an empty lot.
Yeah, it was basically a vacant lot, although the fire did burn onto adjacent lots that had structures on them, but did not impact any of those structures, so able to catch the fire before it did any significant damage, which was good. Fire is currently contained and controlled and in mop-up status, basically.
Kent explained that the fire was escaped debris burn.
It was an escaped debris burn. So it was somebody who was burning a pile of organic material, which is the only permitted burn we can allow. So it's basically leaves and branches and lawn material there that they get raked up, and then they start a fire. So it was a pile similar to that got started and escaped into the grass and then into the trees.
With an extremely dry spring on the Kenai Peninsula, Ken stresses the need for burn permits.
Well, you know, our spring actually kind of lingered on here. Winter kind of held on a little longer than normal. So I think the important thing is for people not to get complacent. As the snow recedes, our grass fuel model is exposed more and more every day. So that's very receptive to fire embers coming out of winter, because those grasses have been freeze dried. And so all the moisture has come out of those fuels. And so it always catches people by surprise when the grass catches fire. So the biggest take-home message is to get a burn permit.
For more information or to obtain a burn permit, you'll find a link on the story at RadioKenai.com. The Soldotna City Council adopted a resolution after some discussion to set the rate of levy for property taxes for the city of Soldotna at 0.5 mils for the 2024 fiscal year beginning July 1st, 2023, and ending June 30th, 2024, maintaining the current Soldotna mill rate. Alaska Statute 29.45.240 and Soldotna Municipal Code 3.04.080 require the city to annually set the rate of mill levy by resolution prior to June 15th. Interim City Manager Kyle Cornelis spoke on Municipal Code.
Soldotna Municipal Code requires the council to determine the rate of tax levy by June 15th of each calendar year. The administration is recommending no changes from previous years. The 0.5 mill rate noted in the resolution was discussed and implemented in the proposed operating budget in our previous work sessions, and it is reflected in that document.
Councilmember Carey proposed an amended resolution 2023-29 to change 0.5 mils to 0.25 mils. Carey's proposed amendment failed on a 4-1 vote with one absent. Resolution 2023-29 with a 0.05 mill rate was adopted on a 5-0 council vote. Homer Electric Association de-energized circuit 1226 in Sterling, causing an outage for approximately 1,300 members on Thursday, May 11th, due to a plane crash on utility wires. According to HEA, a plane hit utility wires in Sterling. The plane was not entangled in HEA wires. Alaska State Troopers responded to the area and located a Cub Crafters Carbon Cub EX-3 with significant damage. The adult male pilot and sole occupant was uninjured. For KSRM News, I'm Matt Wilson.
This has been This Week on the Kenai on the One KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.